3 months ago, Mayor Fox's plan to boost the property tax rate by 3.5 cents and use that money for nearly $1 billion worth of projects collapsed in a series of surprise city council votes. He hasn't let it drop since, even taking the opportunity to nudge city council members during the groundbreaking of an uptown stadium a few weeks back.
We can do whatever we put our minds to as a community. So that is a message not only for today, but to my city council colleagues, that's a message for the next several months.
While audience members scratched their heads, city council members knew exactly what Fox meant. Tomorrow, they begin a series of work sessions at the mayor's request. In a letter to council, Fox said he is open to a smaller tax increase and list of projects, but only if they happen on an accelerated timeline. The streetcar remains a sticking point. Fox wants to build it through Uptown with $110 million in property taxes. Democrat Michael Barnes led a 6-5 council vote to defeat that plan.
I view tomorrow as a fresh start.
Barnes still opposes funding the streetcar entirely through property taxes, but says he's exploring other funding options. Even if they overcome their differences on the streetcar, council members still face the daunting prospect of getting voter approval for the tax increase on the same ballot with which they'll be up for re-election in 2013.
I got a call just this morning from a little old lady who's retired.
Republican Councilman Andy Doolin says calls like this reinforce the stance he's held all along, that a 2 or 3 cent tax rate increase is too much in the current economy.
Mr. Doolin, my husband and I are both retired. We can hardly afford our medicine. You know, we just can't afford a property tax. Little did she know. I don't think she knew about tomorrow's meeting. She was just calling me.
Tomorrow's meeting comes several months before the city council would traditionally begin budget discussions. Mayor Fox hopes the extra time will help avoid the disintegration of support that doomed his plan the first time. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.